10% off when you use their card. Okay, never mind that. Let's see. $10 on certain Lego sets.
Yeah, this is thrilling. GD, could we possibly start the show now?
You can. I'm waiting on you, big brother.
I didn't know if you were done with your pool game yet.
Pool game?
That's what it sounded like to us.
I just got ice.
Pocket pool.
You have a pool table ice maker?
No.
Sweet.
I'm not sure if that's an ice maker that looks like a pool table or an ice maker attached to a pool table.
Either sounds fine.
Hmm.
All right, that was fine. Nope.
It's an ice maker that you can fill 6 cups with at once. The ice pops up out of the middle and you just shoot it to the glass you want. No? Okay.
This is Superhero Time with XV.
Fecalicious.
Hey, Mickey.
It's a great day when I get to use my crab plate.
Paladin.
I can disappear completely up my own butt.
Ken.
That was a really intense one.
JD Church.
Oh my god, that was a bad time to take a drink.
And Fort Max.
Aw.
So this week on Superhero Time, more Geim Riders.
Oh. Always more Geim Riders, apparently.
Got to catch them all.
Yes, indeed.
We're there, not wasting any time. Let's see, it's episode up to 4? Episode 4, which we're not going to talk about. But we have how many riders?
27?
Four? Okay. All right, so at this rate, we're going to end the show with about 50 riders.
We'll spend all of our weekly rubber suit monster budget on riders this year.
Yeah, and they'll just fight Invest all the time.
I think they kind of did that with episode 3.
Yeah.
There wasn't
No.
Monster.
Invest and whatever random old costumes from other shows they decide to pull out.
Totally.
Maybe we'll get baseball.
And it's kind of working.
It's Toei, always thrifty.
Geim versus Psycho Rangers.
They'll bring Shin in one episode because they didn't real because they thought he was a monster.
Well, they were right.
Geim versus Furbus.
Oh, that would be nice just to see Furbus.
Nobody wins.
I wonder if the costume has survived.
No, we win because we get to see Furbus blowing up.
Are you sure?
We could get violated with giant energy.
No, it would be the puppet Furbus.
So yeah, this week we saw confirmation of Kamen Rider Kurakage and Kamen Rider Bravo.
Bravo.
Which so fruit names are those?
Kurakage is pine cone arms, and Bravo is durian arms.
Ah, yes, durian, the terrifying rider.
Yes, he's the first one so far who looks straight up evil.
Well, he looks like a durian, so yeah.
Well, Kamen Rider Musha GM doesn't look too friendly either.
Don't durians also stink? Maybe that'll be his superpower.
Skunk Rider.
He too must bravely let one rip.
That'd be Cannabis Rider.
So that's 7 we officially know about, plus the 3 more who we haven't seen in full detail yet.
And movie forms. Awesome movie forms.
Those aren't separate writers, though.
Yeah. Well, I kind of awesome.
Revealed writer arms.
And some of them look good. Others look kind of like Wizard.
The thing is, though, we've established with this, double makes anything look good.
Ryugen looks not bad. I think that Zangetsu Forze actually ends up looking the best just because of the colors.
It's a shame they're not trying any of the older series past double.
Imagine well, a link to the 17 days.
Style.
Yeah,
there were series before. There were series before Decade. No,
not really.
Well, there were before we destroyed their universes.
And now they sort of live in ours. Sort of.
Except not really.
Sort of.
Yeah.
Banana.
Right.
Links were in Temp Spark, so can't exactly read that now.
I'm sure Palin can dig it up.
Which part?
The link to the pictures of these writer arms.
Okay.
I'm not seeing on the news on Token Nation.
Mm-mm. You could just not there. It didn't happen.
The movie wars.
Well, it was last week, I think.
And it was and it's actual real. I mean, it's something that's real, so it's not going to get reported on.
Oh, damn. Oh, snap.
Carrier Silver's identity, guys.
I don't get it. Well, whatever, it doesn't matter. That's... Huh.
Yeah, that was my initial reaction.
There's more.
What?
Okay, Forza is yes. O's
and
is
more.
No.
I think O's looks better than Wizard. Ah. Terrible.
Yeah, terrible.
Wizard. I mean, Gaim Wizard looks awful.
Oh, God.
Anything that looks like Wizard looks awful now.
But it just, like, does not match at all.
No. No bad. Wow.
Okay, yes. Well, the sooner I close that window,
now, here's
the
thing. The O's arm really should belong to the grape.
Why?
Because.
Oh wait, no, wait, no, not the grape. The
good job, Fort Max.
The melon should belong to the melon.
Because
its name Takatora.
Oh, Takatora, that makes perfect Bata. Sense.
I'm so disappointed. The rest of his name is not Bata.
God.
So basically, he's Tata Baba pantsless.
So he's AG.
No, AG always has extra pants.
Head to fruit. Wow, that's.
Rider arms are a little bit terrifying, and it's a shame they don't have toy forms.
Don't they?
Yet.
Yeah, they will.
I thought we saw scans of.
I think we did see scans.
Catalog scans that showed them as drawings, at least.
On a price.
They're probably, I don't know.
The Forza ones went down to like $5 at the end of the show.
Maybe we just saw the lock seeds.
I know we
saw.
Yeah,
I think it might have been the lock seeds.
Although, it wouldn't be hard to, you know, sell an armor set with a lock seed.
But, or, you know, they could.
Now, if we do have toys, the Giga Beetle pictures are going to be amazing.
Yeah.
That just goes without saying, though.
You already proved that with banana arms.
You mean the prototype banana arms?
Yes.
Agito's banana form.
Oh, God.
And, of course, new Deno's orange form.
More news.
That's just terrifying.
Okay. This week, for better or worse, we learned about the upcoming special Kyoryuger versus Go Busters.
Oh, that I missed. What?
That was just this afternoon, so. Okay.
We can look forward to it next January. And subs by, I don't know,
March?
May, June?
March.
Maybe April.
Versus movie always comes out on video in March.
Yep.
So that could be fun to see the Go Busters again, right?
Yeah, sure.
More Jay, at least.
Yeah. And Jenga.
We'll come back for the dead just for once.
See if they ruin Jen.
I imagine he and No-san will get along quite well.
Although at the very least, Jin didn't come back in Superhero Taisen Z. So
I wonder if Hiromu will freak out when he sees Torin.
Oh God!
But he's not a chicken.
Kind of like a chicken.
That would be actually kind of funny.
Oh wow!
That would be kind of funny.
That could be an interesting angle.
You've seen some messed up chickens, man.
Like a bird.
Yeah, dinosaurs, you know, the chicken's descendant, so he should just not even be able to work.
I guess if Hiromu had a problem with the chicken luchador costume.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not very picky.
But remember, he overcame all that now anyway, so.
Masato was so great.
He could revert back to it.
I mean, come on, chicken luchador costume.
Yeah.
Chinga.
So apparently none of the remaining G-Rangers are coming with their Blade Blasters in gun form.
That's odd.
It is. Really? Yeah.
It's a disappointment.
Is there
just cutting corners because the line's selling terribly, well, except in America?
It's not. Terror Ranger doesn't have it, and it, from what I've heard, apparently Mammoth Ranger is not going to have it either. So
that's strange too, because they do have, you know, the team attack with the five guns.
They have the combined form with Terror Ranger, but not the single one.
Huh?
Because they use those combined guns so often.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Maybe they'll sell an accessory pack with add-on parts.
Oh, f***.
But I
know. The last one's going to come with all the open blade blasters. Like the Gokaiger.
See, that was fine because that was just between yellow and pink. And at that point, if you were getting yellow, you were probably getting pink too.
Failed logic? Yes.
They're probably going to be dumped in with ones that don't come with extra power blaster parts.
But
if they do come with other ones.
Jew Ranger.
Terror Ranger only comes with six hands, one holding a bow, one of them holding an arrow, her bow, the folded up form of the blaster, and the combined form.
Hey, she can use that hand with the bow, the arrow attached to it for stabbing people, just like Augury.
She could do it side by side with Augury. Since that's coming out too.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Probably the last figure in that line because its sales have been so f***ing terrible.
Well, plus there's not anything left to make now.
No, until that Zero spinoff series starts.
Yeah.
Other new merchandise this week includes Figuarts Ride Shooter from Ryuki at last.
Yay.
Yeah, because like everybody's clamoring for that.
Fucking Ride Shooter.
Also,
the mobile Afterburner arcade unit.
So, wait a minute. Kuro Black and Pink are exclusive? Damn it.
And a two-pack.
So it's gold.
Damn it. So, I'm going to have to, like... how much is that? Bullshit.
A lot.
That is bullshit.
Also, the Road Sector from Kamen Rider Black.
This is because nobody buys Sentai figure arts, so...
And Ultrak Xenon from Cyber Squad.
And I want that because it was the only thing I had from Cyber Squad when I was a kid, but it's a f***ing exclusive. So
do their weapons combine? Is that... It does make the... Damn it. It does make the Kintra Spiker. Damn it!
Yes.
Yep. Dip, 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 dip. Have fun with that.
Well, JD, the easiest thing to do here would be to just stop caring about Kyoryuger like a normal person.
Yeah. That would totally work.
I'm just doing Wonder Trade, man. That's all I know.
Good idea.
Just be over here doing Wonder Trade and selling my blood.
Oh, meanwhile, we also learned this week that the final volume of VR Troopers has been uncancelled.
Uncancelled?
Yes, it is going to be coming out as a Shout Select release.
Oh.
Which means you buy it directly from Shout.
But Shout Select is like some kind of premium exclusive item.
For VR Troopers. glad we all found the humor in that.
This is our most choice selection of DVDs.
All the most final episodes of
connoisseur of shows will buy VR Troopers Season 3.
Or Season 2 Part 2 or something like that.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Season 2 Volume 2.
Yeah.
Your technicalities.
Well, there wasn't a Season 3. But,
That could mean they could also release the last part of Big Bad Beetleborgs the same way.
Yeah, because I'm sure.
Well, let's cross our fingers and hope for that.
Sure, this will sell gangbusters. Don't cross your fingers; they might get stuck in the way.
Whatever happened to the tattooed alien fighters? DVD
it's out.
Thing? Did you get it?
No, not yet.
Why not? Okay.
Because not a single fuck was given.
I know Chris Sims got it.
Who?
Exactly.
Well, he should just send you his copy so you can encode it. So they can be subbed.
Well, Kuro Red's only like 35 or so right
subbed
now.
Into Japanese and sent over there.
It's not bad.
No, seriously, Fort Max, who?
He's the guy who's been writing the reviews of each 90s X-Men episode on Comics Alliance.
Well, that sounds amusing.
Wow.
It is amusing.
Why is he putting himself through that such torment?
Probably the same reason McFeely was rewatching Energon a couple times to fill in wiki articles.
Well, the difference is Chris Sims gets paid for it.
Well, that's a good point.
Well, you can't be a martyr to the cause if you get a paycheck.
Yeah. There's a lot of things I would do for money.
Damn this site. Got a billion JavaScript things I've got to allow to make it work. Hello?
Huh. We are waiting for you to enable all the JavaScript so we can continue working.
No, you can't continue working.
75, so was it like $75 for the two of them?
Plus shipping and whatever fees.
Cut all this shit out of the show.
Well, I don't have to pay fees at least, so there's that.
JD, you realize at this point the only one who cares at all about this still is you, right?
Yes. There are I'm sorry. There are bound to be people in our listening audience.
No.
That care.
No one listens to us.
No, there are not people in our listening audience.
I will say I am amazed there's not an official figure art picture of Tiaru Black trying to look up Pink's skirt.
Thank God.
Pupitar. What the hell?
Sakamoto doesn't direct the photos of the toys, so...
Thank you.
Sakamoto needs a blog like Gigabeetle has.
Oh God, no. Please don't.
that's what Tumblr is, isn't it? Just a pornography distribution system?
Isn't that the internet in general, though?
It's that or, like, poetry or something. Mm.
That's pornography for the soul.
There you go.
Pornography for the soul.
I'm trading all these EVs because I'm totally not going to evolve them.
And last real news for this week is the first look at Figure Art's game.
That's the new body, isn't it?
It's like a Figure Art.
Surprise.
Did we ever go into the pricing and such of Renewal Capito?
No.
No, how much is it?
Oh, where was that? Shit.
Don't give me bad news. Do not give me bad news.
Oh, give him bad news, Ken.
To your house and punch you in the balls.
Give him bad news and get someone to videotape.
Ah, here it is. No. That's
but what highway will you take?
I don't have any place on here.
Well, here's the comparison of the Kabuto figures.
Yeah, I got the comparison. I could have sworn I saw somebody mentioning him for like 56,000.
What?
56,000?
600, I'm sorry.
Still, what?
Yeah.
Which one's which?
This better come with a blowjob.
And apparently they changed how the hands work now.
Yeah.
They peg in like figures.
I guess that could be good.
Could be good or bad. It depends.
Maybe other people have been tearing hands off their ball joints.
Yeah, I mean, figure art hands can be kind of.
I have a hell of a time tearing my hands off my balls.
Figure art hands can be kind of nerve wracking. It just depends on.
I don't see it being a problem unless you have ham hands.
So
have you met JD?
It's not so much tearing the hands off; it's snapping them back on when those ball joints keep slipping away.
Yeah.
That's a pain in the ass.
That's especially a bitch if you have to, change heads.
Oh, I can see.
Especially if you got spiky hands.
Yeah, I see what you mean about the hands, because it's on this Kabuto image set.
Hey, Zorua.
But it does look like Gaim is the new body set, so.
And, see, the new version of Black is out as well.
Oh, is it already out?
Yeah.
And I believe Sailor Mercury is out now, too.
Yep.
Oh, we'll tell Dawn.
I mean, Gigabeetle is going to do terrible things Tumblr. To her.
What?
Come on, Taffy, that scares me.
Take a look at Gigabeetle's perfect show. Like, all the shows. It's alarming.
That's funny.
Come on, load Twitter. Let's see here.
Nice.
That's appropriate.
I wonder if there's a lucky egg lock seed.
Oh, hey, another Ditto. Sweet.
Is it a Ditto or is it poop?
How could you tell?
It's So I think that's all the news this time.
Oh.
Oh.
Well then.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
No. Magic. I gotta get my Mammoth Ranger ordered.
This is our worst episode since the Godzilla show.
It's pretty bad, I'm not gonna lie.
I don't know. I think we've had worse.
Probably. More Pokemon?
Once the review stuff happens, then we'll have some fun.
So how about that Megaforce?
Sucks. Rangers, Megaforce. Wait, where did that guy go? Why are they not? When did they build an under the sea? What the f*** is going on?
Oh, it's time for the third villain group already?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, we only have four episodes left, so.
This sounds like it's not working out very well now.
Is it?
Dude, we got to this episode and literally, like, whoever the guy that keeps talking is, I can't even remember what that dude's name is, literally is like, so our underwater base is done, and here's our new bitch. And she's like, yeah, robots. And I'm like, what?
Oh, wow.
When were they building an underwater thing?
That's kind of special.
And it's the chick with the machine gun tits?
Metal Alice.
Yeah, Metal Alice is what they're calling her. But yeah, I mean, it's whatever.
They are calling her Metal Alice?
Yes.
Yeah, So there you go. Yeah.
They gave up. Don't worry about trying to write this shit in anyway that makes sense. Just go. We got to get through this crap as fast as possible.
Megaforce in general can be summed up with they gave up, I think. Yeah,
they're just like, we just have to hit these high notes and go. Yeah, the mutants have totally, well, I guess they got killed.
Yeah.
So the mutants are gone, and they're just like, I mean, literally, like, the episode starts out, and they're like, aha, our underwater base is done. What? I didn't even know
that.
Yeah. I don't blame the writers for giving up on Megaforce, because, God, can you imagine
what the Ghost Sega writers did the same thing.
It's the cartoon Decepticons.
Totally. And then they came out with this robot thing, and they're like, yeah, robots are great.
All they need is for the underwater base to be in the shape of their insignia.
Although Robo Knight is still pretty cool.
No, we don't have a giant purple griffin yet.
Robo Knight's still an asshole.
Well, yeah, because he came out and they're like, oh, you're robots? I'm a robot. Maybe I shouldn't kick your ass. the Megaforce Rangers are like, he totally kicked our ass! Help! Fellow robots.
Stupid fleshlings.
Yeah.
Robots.
Then Robo Knight was like, finally the resolution was like, Robo Knight's, well, even though people are f***ing idiots, and they're destroying this planet, they're still part of it, and you're not, so f*** you, and you die.
So these people are still assholes, but I like you less.
Right. These are the assholes I know.
You're the assholes I don't want to take a chance on.
Right.
I know how to deal with these assholes.
Although I did see there was like one moment, and they've kind of done this a few times with Jake, because obviously Jake is going to have to be the Green Ranger going into the Gokaiger stuff.
I think they had that in mind from the beginning, honestly.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously they did because he has the green pedestal as well. But whereas from the beginning of the series, they had him maybe being a little more sports-like, you know, a little more physically adept.
He's a bumbling idiot?
Yes, he got stuck in it. He backed up into and got stuck in a trash can in this episode.
That's Phillip style.
What?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, he went to take a picture and he was backing up. And fell into a trash can. So it's like, okay, I can see where they're trying to transition this character
into Dawn. Know, like,
yeah, into Dawn, basically. Yeah.
Oh, great.
So. But.
Just give me the Megaforce. Just give me the Super Megaforce toys, and I'll be good.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I don't mind it. It's
I don't care about anything else. Just give me those toys.
I am hoping. That the Gokaiger stuff is what they really wanted to do, and once we get there, that will be the good stuff. But we'll see.
Prepare for disappointment.
I'm not even preparing for joy. I'm just...
Well, at least you're on the right show, then.
I'm optimistic that it won't be unwatchable.
I think you're reaching a little bit there, JD.
Yeah, well, you know, I haven't been in this game long enough to like lose all hope, like Paladin.
Just give it time.
I don't know what Paladin's deal is. He's been like that for as long as I've known him.
Well, he does live in Detroit, right? So.
Oh well, yeah.
Close enough.
Okay. There's that.
That would do it.
Yeah.
Well, Detroit is all of Michigan, right?
Mostly.
Close enough.
Now they're talking like they don't want to go bankrupt. I'm like, no, you have to. We must have RoboCop. Don't understand.
No, I saw that new preview. I don't want RoboCop.
So, Paladin, like, since Michigan is divided into two halves, does like one half hate the other?
Like a north-south thing?
Can we look forward to a Michigan Civil War?
Most of us forget there are actually people in the upper half.
Oh, okay, so, in other words, yes.
Or do they forget that there is an upper half?
So they're like Canadian refugees.
Yeah, we figure Canada claimed that a long time ago.
They're like Canadians that hate socialized medicine and all-around good living. And decide...
They're Canadians on the run from Mounties.
They're Canadians who just came down because they wanted real bacon.
Uh-huh. They got caught trying to poach maple syrup.
Totally. Hey, you putting that down, eh?
Hey.
All right. Give us back the maple syrup and we won't take you to prison, eh?
Now you have to say it again in French.
That's how Canadian... That's how, yeah. Fibu.
trilingual packaging and stuff, so you need to... Be considerate.
Canadian justicism. You go before the judge, and the judge is like, are you sorry? Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay. He can go.
That sounds more Minnesotan than Canadian.
Yeah.
Well, it's all very
So I guess similar. He figured out what accent he was supposed to do this week.
All of them badly, apparently.
What else is new?
I didn't say hoser. If I say hoser, then that's where...
Hoser.
This week you should do an Antonio Banderas accent, like from Desperado.
Oh my god.
See how suave you can sound.
Although, true story, back in the old Cold Hard Slag days, we used to like try to figure out who would like play us in the Cold Hard Slag, the movie. And supposedly I was supposed to be played by Antonio Banderas. So, there you go.
In a fat suit.
Well, no, because the idea was to find the most opposite person.
Oh, okay.
You know, to play us. So, apparently the most opposite person of me was Antonio Banderas.
I could see that.
Hmm?
It's very frightening that you can see that.
I've met JD.
Yeah, that does make all the difference. And I am real, apparently.
Apparently, but are you drunk?
Apparently there was some conversation about whether or not it was a real person. Like, if you hadn't actually met me in person, you might think I was a folk legend or something.
Do you have a blue ox?
That was the reference Brian made. Like, if we didn't meet you in person, you might be like Paul Bunyan or something.
Now, I wonder if Paul Bunyan is a blue ox. The blue is just, like, you know, skin deep, or to go all the way down to the meat? Like, would you have blue steaks?
That's a good question.
And would they be raspberry flavored?
Hmm.
If would we they find... have a cool blue center if you ordered them rare?
If we happen to find, like, the uber rare blue ox, then we'll have to immediately kill it for its meat and find out.
Science must be satisfied.
Right. There are important things at stake.
Steak.
Steak.
Blue meatloaf.
And then that would be really disappointing when it's not blue. Like, oh, oh well.
But it wouldn't be blue after you cooked it anyway.
No.
Would it become like purple?
Yeah, it'd be purple.
With the cool blue center. Unless you microwave it.
Well, then it would just be, like, gray. Like my dad's hamburgers.
Sounds like a euphemism.
No, no, he cooks hamburgers in the microwave.
I know.
Sounds so...
We've had this discussion before.
I know. But he did it again last night. And...
Oh.
Why didn't you stop him?
I just kind of want to vomit in my mouth right now.
It was already too late.
Like,
just slapped him out of his hands.
From the other room, XV hears, ding! No!
It's a completely failed hamburger.
It is.
Nothing left but hamburger.
There were rape.
Hey, Papa.
There were rape buns.
Rape buns. I suppose it's time to, you know, move on to the fruit.
Mm-hmm.
So, Ken, why don't you do the summary this week? Because I'm an asshole, and you're not actually here.
Hi! So, Gaim 3, right?
3.
Yes. When we learn that bitches in the series be bitches.
And it starts off with the DJ bitch.
He's the best bitch, though.
Yeah.
It seems like the best way to do like a kind of a summary, though, with the way those shows set up. So let's see here, episode 3. What happened in episode 3?
Is this the first or second part of a 2-part? Oh wait,
no, it's not. It's neither.
Yay!
It's awesome.
These 3 things happen on Gaim.
Glad they didn't carry that through. These 5 things happened last time on Wizard. Nothing. Same thing. You saw this before. Why are you still watching?
So, let's see here. Armored Rider Gaim is making a name for himself by basically slaughtering emphasis on from every other team that challenges Team Gaim.
This is like...
Seem fair.
This is like... Yeah, totally. It's like you're playing a video game. You're like, no, really, I'm just going to go in there VR and like beat up the stuff, you know?
It'd be like if you started Pokemon with, you know, being able to control a level 100 Mewtwo.
No, like yourself. It's like you're going to go into Pokemon, and instead of like throwing out your Pokemon to battle, you just walk up and start kicking Pikachu in the head.
Yeah, or cutting him down with your sword.
Yeah. Take that, Pikachu. No, you're Pokemon. That.
So, anyway, at the Smart Brain School, I mean,
yeah.
Yggdrasil Corporations apparently have an big, fancy, preppy school for rich kids.
Heaven's Tree.
Yeah. One of the Team Gaim's members.
Maybe it's Bitch School.
I bet it is.
No, it turns out it's Mitch School.
Because there's a couple...
This is higher scale. This is Bitch Academy.
So there's 3 bitches of varying genders behind him.
Varying gender.
You can't tell by looking from this, can you?
Oh, no, it's,
what's that sexuality?
I don't want to be, you know, sexist or anything. The guy
it's Pikachu.
Guy is as much of a bitch as a girl. So, they're talking about goings on with Gaim and whatnot. And the guy goes up and is like, please tell me you're not talking about that shit. While Mitchie is just kind of sitting there, kind of, off, dude. I'm trying to study.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome. He's like, you should be awesome like this guy. He's like, you in the neck. Yeah.
I like him. As soon as he's out of school, he changes into his street dancing clothes and heads off. Where Kota is apparently he already had a hoodie that looks suspiciously like Gaim. Imagine that.
Yeah, I can't tell if the hoodie looked like Gaim. Or he painted it. I don't even know if the writers know this.
Just smile and nod. Go
I'm
on.
Not sure if this was a production faux pas.
I took from that he took it to one of those airbrush painters at the mall and said, do me a samurai themed like an orange.
Yeah, except you can see it on it when it's
well, he's
in the
famous costume. By now. Somebody probably would have done that for free, right?
Probably. But you can see the samurai thing on it when he
takes it. That's probably a production error.
No, but he pulls it out of the closet. But yeah.
But they do one of the probably most unsubtle things in the series so far, where Michi's like, "I can never use a belt like that. I'm nowhere near as great as you are, Kota." See the episode preview. He's Ryugen. Spoilers.
Yeah.
So
well,
in,
I mean, I didn't see that. See that coming in this episode so much, but
it's in the opening. You can't really.
Yeah.
And this is the first time in the three episodes that they've actually given him any focus, like a name. But regardless, back
it
at
was totally unorganic because he's like, "Hey, Michi, that's your name. Hi, buddy."
Yeah.
Been waiting around for you, Michi.
Yeah, that works well.
So, anyway, back in Billy's garage from Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. The King Gaim is celebrating them doing absolutely nothing up their rankings while Gaim does everything for them.
And which Mai is the only one who's upset by this.
Well, I can kind of almost understand it because she's like, you know, realize like we're not earning any of this, right?
But Mai's a bitch because look, all right, first episode she comes out and she's like, "Kota, you suck. We were doing great, and then you left us. And you didn't want to be a part of us because you wanted a real job and to be like a person with responsibility or whatever."
Here's the other thing.
And then, no, wait, Fort Max.
Let him talk. I can see where he's going.
So then what happens? Then Kota comes back and like helps their poor asses out because they can't even wipe their f-ing noses without him being there. And then Mai's like, "I can't believe you came back and left all that responsibility just to be a part of this dance group."
Hey,
like,
I see your point.
Shut the f- up and suck my cock because you're just bitching to bitch.
Well, that's what she wants, right?
Probably.
So, Fort Max, rebuttal?
She's probably mad that he took her job.
Well, she's like mad about that too.
I can see what she's mad about. Her context in this episode is basically saying, "You do everything for others, but you won't do me."
Well, here's the thing.
You know, she doesn't do any of the dancing. She's always off by the side, waiting for anyone to challenge them to an invest match.
She
wasn't even good at that.
But I think I do see one of her points though, where she's like, "So you're throwing yourself on throwing everything away just to help us, and that kind of sucks for you." But he's like, "No, it's cool." It's like, "No, it's not."
But the exact opposite thing.
Yeah,
in the first
I see.
Episode.
I see that. I see that point. But her point is that he is throwing things away just to help hate people, and
he's
that's
not doing anything for himself.
It's probably going to bite him in the ass, and with Urobuchi writing, it's probably going to happen soonish.
Yeah,
there's some other stuff in this episode we'll see that kind of I think starting to lean towards that.
Kota also says he quit both of his jobs. Do we think he actually got fired because of all the shit he tried with the suit last time?
Oh yeah, I was going to get to that when we got to that scene, but
I totally think
he's like, "Oh, I made a trouble for my job." I'm like, "Dude, you got fired."
Yeah, totally.
But anyway, later on, during a dance, Raid Wild's leader comes up to challenge them.
No, this was all the same scene, he said, because he said
it was the same scene.
Because then there was that's the best part there, though, like, after it, where the guy from Gaim is like, "Yeah, see, they're getting along now," and Michi's like, "Yeah, haha, damn it." And at first you're like, "Oh, I bet he likes Mai," and then you're like, "Oh no, this is Japan. He likes Kota."
Either one works.
Oh.
Okay, so anyway, this part's really quickly because Raid Wild's leader challenges Kota, he annihilates him, and then takes his lock seeds. And Kota is getting really fucking cocky. To the point where you're like, "Oh, when is something horrible going to happen here?" Because and it's like
Kota pilot of the SS Hubris.
It's like with this writer too. It's like he knows his reputation. It's been commented on in like interviews and stuff like that. So it's like he's doing this shit on purpose just to like make people go like, "Okay, when's something going to happen?" Because this is setting something up.
And surprise, it's next week.
I haven't watched the episode yet.
And at the same time, we also get to meet the leader of another team, Team Invito.
Yeah,
who's a chronic schemer with two hot chicks that follow him around.
That's probably the entire
the writer's favorite.
That's probably the entire team.
Yeah. They're just like backup dancers for him.
So yeah.
Backup sluts.
And we get
backup sluts, orange, dead whores.
You can see the orange squash finishing attack, which is just some blade slashes. But it has an awesome name. And meanwhile, back at Team Baron, while they're watching this and getting into it, kind of, then Kaito just kind of tosses a card at it and embeds it into the LCD screen.
It was
the
awesome.
Ace of Peaches.
Ace of Peaches. Oh, maybe the Peach Rider will be on Baron.
But there are no girls on Baron.
Not yet.
anyway.
Now that he's banana, he's going to have girls all over him.
Team Baron can absorb the backup horrors.
So anyway, Baron gets a call from Sid, who has a suspicious looking Lockseed himself. With an S.
What's not suspicious about Sid?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Very little right now.
Absolutely nothing. He has a present for Kaito because he thinks it's time for things to be stepped up a bit. So anyway, back at home, Kota comes in and hands his sister money. He's like, "Look at all this f***ing prize money I made. I'm balling."
Here we go.
And
this is where it kind of falls apart.
I don't think so, actually.
Where the dialogue kind of falls apart. I can get the message, but yeah, keep going.
I don't think that. Well, anyway, okay. So he's like, if he keeps winning, they can make a nice living off of that. Of course, they can only be temporary, I imagine. But regardless, get a break in place. It's like, no. What? She hands the money back. Or dumps it at his feet, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And I do see her point here. It's like...
Working is about suffering, all right? It's not about joy or being happy or bringing happiness to other people. What you actually have to do is suffer.
No, JD completely missed the message.
Yeah, I think the message is don't just do it for yourself and don't just if you're just getting handed it to you, that's probably not going to last forever, I think.
Her message really is
him wanting to immediately move into a bigger apartment when okay, how long is this entire writer game thing going to be paying out money? And second, it's yet another thing of the entire power versus strength.
And he just dumped real jobs.
Yeah.
Right.
I think
simply
point
go off
is,
and gamble.
Yeah, basically.
I think
that's basically what he's basically.
Never mind.
No, go ahead.
Nope, I'm done.
Okay.
Good job, Ken.
Way to go.
Sorry.
Ken. Yeah, I think Paladin's right. I think there was something in like the dialogue that didn't quite convey it the right way.
I don't know if that's limits from the subtitles or the actual conversation they have, though.
Yeah, I mean, because I think you can read it. I think if you just read it, it does kind of give the impression that it's like, well, if your job is anything but, you know, a legit 9-to-5 job, then it's not worthy. But I see what Ken's point, which is that, you know, it's not stable necessarily. But...
It's basically like if he were living in Vegas and making money.
Or
off...
no, the professional video gamer.
Shit.
Yeah. But I mean, I don't know. It's like
it is gambling basically because.
But my wife is a performer, and so I kind of am partial to like the concept that I think you can make money from entertaining people.
No. There's that, but
it's not just gambling with money either. We don't know what the Sengoku driver and the transformations could be doing to him long term.
Yeah. They're turning him into a fruit.
Totally. That's why Michi's anyway. That's why Michi likes it.
Pretty soon he'll be bleeding orange juice.
That's how they make the gummy candies.
You don't want to ask how the fish sausages are made, though.
Oh, no.
And what about the wieners?
Well, in order to become a part of Team Baron...
Banana. Yes.
I'm speaking to Banana right now.
Speaking of Banana, Kaito comes.
Well done, Fort Max.
Speaking of banana, Kaito comes and challenges Kota. this isn't Garo, this is Gaim. damn it, I'm
not like the fourth time
this.
You've done that. It's not even Garo anymore.
Apparently I can't get Koga out of my head for some reason. Apparently. Anyway.
Apparently.
They go outside and Kota's like, yeah, this'll be easy. Slaps his belt on, and then lo and behold, oh no, Kaito pulls out one too.
Pulls out his banana.
Yep, pulls out his banana, gets it on his head, and there's a short reaction of him just walking forward with the banana on his head. And everybody going like, what the f***? It's a banana. And then we got
banana.
The...
And going, shitting his pants.
And yeah. But then we get that out of the way. He transforms, and he is Armored Rider Baron.
And the crowd goes wild.
So Kota transforms, but before they can go at it, Cid shows up and is like, here, we didn't change the rules a bit. Have some flower bikes.
Because why not?
Why the f*** not?
And amazingly, he gives them to him for free.
Just this once.
Yeah, that doesn't seem suspicious at all. Again, everything with Cid is f***ing suspicious.
Well, yeah, he's the lead from Lyamaru G.
Yeah.
Of course it's going to be creepy as f***.
So,
you
anyway,
keep saying that,
They start racing with a pretty cool insert song behind them.
Yeah,
until they hit 88 miles per hour.
I don't know. I just can't get into the writer girls stuff.
But that wasn't a speedometer.
The joke stands. And they wind up in the fruit dimension, Invis World.
So was that the path of blossoms they took to get there?
Seems to be.
But it didn't lead to the stage.
You don't know that it didn't lead to the stage.
Yeah,
that is one f***ed up stage. Then
it could be a sound stage.
Oh. This other dimension reminds me a lot of the little pocket dimensions in Madoka, which is, again, disconcerting, as a lot of this stuff tends to be in this show.
Yes.
But they get attacked by a couple of those Invis that sprouted wings earlier.
From eating the fruit.
Yeah.
Here's a hint. Don't eat the fruit.
Yeah. No. And then there's a commercial break. Thank God there's Gaim fruit gummies.
And wieners.
Although, is it just me, or was the kid splashing around a little too erotic?
Well, it was extra juicy.
It was definitely done in the hair thrown back style.
It looked like a shampoo commercial.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, a little bit.
Herbal essences, fruit snacks.
Yeah. Made it a little creepy.
Gushers?
Yeah, gushers.
Let's show that to priests and see what they do.
I'm just disappointed that this off.
Ken's reaction was, oh.
Oh. We gotta go there, huh?
Yeah.
I'm just disappointed that fist sausages aren't orange flavored that we know of.
How do we know?
Yeah.
We can't exactly import those, right?
That we know of.
Someone get us some fist sausages. I'll have Dak throw some in for me.
Have that friend of yours send some to Sweden.
Totally. Yeah.
Baron and God. Oh, shit. Here's a DB channel for you. If they're not orange flavored, make them so.
Try them with oranges and see what happens.
What if they have fish sausages in Sweden?
Let's find out.
But are they Kamen Rider? But they're not going to be Kamen Rider Gaim fish sausage.
Right. Yeah.
That's the important part.
Yes. So anyway, they get attacked by the Invis and they fight them. Baron does pretty well. Gaim, not so much. But that's okay because they get f***ed by a banana dildo and then they're destroyed.
God, we were watching that too, and Amanda was like, whoa.
That's not sexual at all, is it?
Yeah. She's like, that was a little phallic.
A little?
Well,
I think that in this is saying something for Kamen Rider. That is the most phallic thing I've ever seen in Kamen Rider.
Yeah.
And just how many times can you say by a banana dildo as a cause of death?
I guess we're going to be seeing a lot more in this series.
Gigabeetle has a prototype of wizard arms up.
I think that actually beats out Kiva Emperor's sword. The Fap sword.
Maybe.
Oh, it comes close.
It doesn't have the fapping motion.
No, but it has the
It doesn't also light up when you do the fapping motion.
Well, they're about par. Both of them do different things, but they're both pretty. And then there is Not My also watching all this. She tells Baron something. He's like, yeah, bitch, please. So then the episode just ends. Not to or anything, but it just ends. So they kind of ran out of time. And next
they
episode,
are seriously trolling us.
Yeah. Next episode that is too. Regan. So then we'll have all four of them having appeared.
Grape gun.
Yes. And there's also a short preview for the next movie war.
All right. Quick update from Gigabeetle. He says they have fish sausage and they're the worst.
All right. Well, tell him he needs to try them with orange and see if that makes it better.
It's not a challenge if he already knows it sucks.
But he hasn't tried it with orange. That's the trick.
We need him to try it with orange.
And okay, all right, so Kiva is in the movie war. Oh,
so it is the return of the Gigabeetle challenge.
Right.
The challenge this week is for Gigabeetle to go obtain some fish sausage and try them with various types of fruit additives to see if it makes them better.
So you'll need to marinate them in the fruit.
Oh my god.
Well, we'll leave the technique up to Gigabeetle's discretion.
Right, well, I'm sorry, yes, that is a...
But he'll need to get some orange, some banana, some grapes, and some pineapple.
Oh my god!
And see what works the best of the four lockseed types we've seen.
Well, what about melon?
What are you going to do with a melon?
I don't know.
What kind of melon is it, anyway? Did we find out?
I don't know, actually. Hmm. Not totally certain.
Right, that's riveting. Anyway...
Yeah, so movie war and half of it we won't want to watch because it'll be wizard.
Well, maybe not, because the wizard segment of the last movie war wasn't terrible.
No, but the last movie war altogether wasn't great either.
True, but it's still better than core.
True.
And it wasn't any worse than...
by which all things should be measured.
And it was better than anything of wizards, so yeah, I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Remember... Wizard in movie format is usually better.
Yeah. True.
Than, regular Wizard, which is not saying a whole lot.
No, punched in the balls, but at least it was better than core.
Well, I do like how in the preview, they don't really show any parts of the Wizard segment. It's all of the Gaim segment.
Even Japan realizes how much Wizard sucked.
Well, I think they're trying to sell the Gaim.
Of course. But, like, even, like, the little bonus for pre-ordering the tickets thing doesn't have anything of Wizard. It's all Gaim stuff.
Oh, well, there you go.
Exactly.
And of course, it might have something to do with the fact that the Gaim writers outnumbered Wizard writers double. So, yeah.
Not like they're
just in the initial guys, and we have at least...
18 more to go.
Yeah, we have 46 more to go. So, yeah.
At the rate we're at, yeah.
And apparently, according to the preview, Strawberry Arms is in episode 5, so yeah.
Wow.
If not a new writer, it's a new arms.
With daggers.
That's a lot of toys.
Strawberry is daggers?
Yes.
Strawberry is kind of ninja-like, isn't it?
Strawberry daggery?
They are like kunai, which are daggers, but design-wise.
That's okay. JD was paying attention.
Yeah, that was good.
All right, let's take a break.
You're listening to Superhero Time.
Count Dragon and his legion of mutant marauders seek to enslave Earth. Who will save us?
Mask Rider. the powerful and awesome teenage hero from outer space with his incredible battle cycle, the Combat Chopper. Master Rider. And when he transforms into Masked Rider Super Gold, not even the evil Cycloptor can stand in his way for long. Masked Rider from Bandai.
It's time for Power Playback. Look for Power Playback every Friday on Twitter at superhero_time.
So, whose idea was this?
Mickey?
I think it was JD's idea.
Was it?
Damn. Probably.
I didn't. Why would I suggest Zoo Ranger? I hate Zoo Ranger.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then you're really going to hate this.
Oh,
oh, I had a feeling I'd have to do it.
As soon as you saw I was doing Gaim, you had a feeling.
So yeah. This week's Power Playback is episodes 41 and 42 of G-Ranger, which JD will recount for us with a Canadian accent.
So it's Hoser, eh? He this guy named Bri, and he's gonna die, eh? So he has this like dream, and he's like being run on a cart, and there's a kid on a bench, and he's like, "Hey, where are we going?" Skull face guy, and he's like, "Oh, you're dead, eh?" So. So we're taking you to your eternal rest, eh? And he's like, "Hey, who was that kid?" And he's like, "Oh, he's dead too, eh?" So he'll be next. Bri's like, "The f-?" And he wakes up, eh? He's like in the room of timelessness.
Hyperbolic time chamber.
He's in the, yeah.
he's in the
hyperbolic time chamber, eh? And he's waiting around. Because if he goes out, then he's only got like 4 hours. And that's not even enough to like, you know, have a night of drinking. So he's got to stay in there.
So, JD, like, this is all well and entertaining, but we have a slight revision. French-Canadian.
Oh, nah. I can't even do French. Why would I do French-Canadian?
That's fine, because they're not real French either.
Well, they're not real Canadian, eh?
No, they ain't.
No, I can't do that. I could do Canadian, eh? So yeah. So we're gonna go with that. You get what you got. You asked for this. That's what you get, eh? Alright, so
that's
yeah.
Not very polite.
Oh, I'm sorry, eh?
Yeah, what kind of Canadian are you, JD?
I'll buy you a beer, eh? I'll buy you a beer later, eh? Okay. Make it up to you. So yeah. Anyway, Drew Rangers are like selfish. Because they're like, holy crap, we got to save Bri, because even though he's a bastard, like, for half of the show, eh, we're going to save him. And old dude's like, hey, there's this thing with the water in it, eh? And if you get it, then you'll save him. And they're like, where is it? He's like, f*** if I know.
Wasn't that the plot to an episode of Power Rangers Zeo?
Yes. The fact that we know that is more disturbing than the fact that there was an episode with that plot.
And I think there was an old guy in that episode, too.
It's like, like, where is it, eh? And he's like, it's in the near the land of the gods, eh? And so they go to the gods. Where are their Zords, eh? It's kind of weird, right? I don't know. So, yeah, they're like, hey, we need to stay Bri. Can you take us this place? And they're like, well, I can, but first of all, you got to give up your powers, and then we'll only send it to you, eh? So, yeah. And the rest got to stay behind. Meanwhile, the whole like, thing is getting attacked by, like, the
whole, like, thing.
The whole city, eh? They're getting attacked.
Dragon Caesar.
By Dragon Caesar. And they're like, the f*** Dragon Caesar? And they, like, try to yell at him, and he, like, tries to kill him. And they're like, holy crap, Bri didn't even call you. Being a hoser. So anyway.
this is the worst thing we've ever done.
I guess it is worse than the Godzilla episode.
It is worse. This is a terrible episode. Eh? All right. Well, you know what? Anyway, who cares? You know what? The quick version here is that, like, Barai comes out, and it turns out that it was a doppelganger thing, so who the f*** cares about that? Anyway, and then Bandora's a bitch, because she, like, blew up the hyperbolic time chamber. So Barai's got, like, 4 hours, and he's like, I'm going to use this 4 hours to save that little kid that I saw on a bench. Why? Don't know. Well, actually, why is because it turns out Barai killed him. But, So wait a minute, let me get this straight. Barai killed a kid that he didn't even know he was going to kill because the kid was already dying.
Yes.
Okay. So then Ghosh and whoever fucking blue guy is.
Dan.
Go off and like...
You remember Goshi's name, but not Dan.
I like Mammoth Ranger. What the fuck? Do you want from me?
You watched Zoo Ranger, didn't you?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you watch Jetman, right?
Yes.
Okay. Dan Zachter in Jetman plays a guy named Dan.
Yeah, in like what, one episode? Okay, then.
Still, that's some typecasting.
Yeah, really. I bet his real name.
Strange ass typecasting.
Yeah, unnecessary typecasting.
Well, this guy is real good at playing people named Dan.
Different characters, same name. Anyway, so
well, it's Japan. All the characters are the same. They just have different names and voices.
So, in proof that the gods in this series are fucking bastards, which if it's not been proven enough, they actually fight their way to the statue thing, get the water and shit, and then it's like Clotho's like, oh yeah, by it shows up, like it transforms from the statue, and he's like, it is so great that you fought so hard to get here, by the way, that's not gonna work on Barai
because he's already died once
and been saved, you can't use the Dragon Balls to revive him again.
You'll have to go to Namek instead.
And take 340 goddamn episodes to do it.
But you're going to have to take that water with you if you want to save that kid that Barai killed. Because even the dragon coin isn't...
Hey, look, Ken's connection curse came back.
Oh, good.
That?
And all the while, Bandora's on a bicycle.
Yeah, and Bandora's just like, all she did, the only thing she was worried about was like, and this Dora monster is a total bitch, because he just keeps turning into different shit for no reason. Like, they know what it is. Although, and the people in this show...
What do you mean, no reason? They don't have a bunch of extra suits lying around.
Well, okay. But the citizens in this episode are f***ing fickle. Because, like, the G-Rangers are out there, and they're like, we hate you because your big mechs are destroying everything. And it's like, it's not us, it's a doppelganger. Yeah, whatever. And they're, like, stoning them to death. Anyway, so they give the water to the kid, and he's fine. And then Barai dies. But before he does, he, like, gives Geki his shield thing. And
no mention of the how the kid got almost killed.
Man, you Barai did it. We got that.
You moved through 2 episodes really quickly.
Yeah. Because nothing f***ing happened in these 2 episodes. Goddamn Dragon Ball Z f***ing episodes. 2 f***ing episodes for 30 minutes worth of shit to happen. You know what? Here's the thing, though. Most of this episode, the f***ing, like, Dora monster is destroying everything. And what's Barai doing?
He should have annihilated
the ground.
Yeah, the monster should have annihilated the city by this point.
Yeah, but I mean, he's got
big city.
He had Dragon Caesar like fighting him, but they were really just sort of sparring because he wasn't like actually trying to fight. He was just f***ing around, and then finally he's like, "Oh, I need to transform, but I don't have my coin. Gods, help me." Because it's their Zords. How many shows do you pilot gods? I don't understand. but yeah. And then Bride dies. And everybody cries.
Well, at least two, because only... Well, two.
The one two was nice, too.
Yeah. The ones that were there.
Yeah.
Ones because Goshi and Dan weren't even there.
No.
Which seemed odd to me from like a dramatic storytelling perspective.
Yeah, you would think the whole group would be there. But at least he got an actual death instead of a guy who we just saw like on a bench bleeding to death.
And which technically wasn't confirmed for 30 years.
Yeah. Anyway, Jew Ranger sucks.
No, there's worse series than Jew Ranger out there.
I'm sorry, what was that, Ken?
Ghost Ranger, I'm sorry, huh?
Ghost Ranger, well, yes. Ghost Ranger's awful. Ghost Ranger's so bad that even America was like, wow, this is shit. We can't even turn this into Power Rangers. Can we skip it? No. But you know it's shit. Yes.
That is why you can't skip it.
But we want... Can... All right, can we just do 20 episodes? All right, fine.
Well...
So, yeah, this was not one of our better ideas.
Wasn't my idea, so I don't care.
It wasn't my idea either.
Yeah, it was.
It wasn't my idea!
It totally was.
It was now.
Show of hands?
Well, someone go back and
put it on video.
Exactly.
Okay, that's going to make the counting a little bit harder, but... All in favor of this having been JD's idea?
Aye.
Okay.
Hi.
You're overruled.
Someone
make it true.
You changed the past.
Facts are not democratic.
They are now. What made you think? What made you think this show was a democracy?
God. This is like worse than Congress. We've artificially decided.
No, we're actually working.
I wouldn't say we're accomplishing anything.
We're here.
Well, neither is Congress.
Exactly. So
they're not all there.
God.
Right, so officially that was JD's idea.
Officially.
Yes.
This is what happened.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's going down in the series Bible.
Die in a fire.
It's not my fault you regret the choices you made.
I didn't.
Even if you don't concede that you chose Jew Ranger, which we've established you clearly did, I'm sure you're regretting your choice to come on this show now.
Every once in a while.
Don't worry, JD, so do I.
What are we doing next week, then?
Oh, God.
Well, we shouldn't let JD pick. Look what happened this week.
Yeah, f*** that guy.
Mega Ranger?
Hmm.
But we still don't have Psycho Ranger episodes.
Yeah.
We do have Mega Silver episodes.
Yeah. Yes, we do.
Yeah, how far along is the resubbing project going?
They're almost to 30, right?
Let me check.
Apparel.
Up to 33.
Let's see what episode 33 is.
Quagsire.
It is the one with the gold lion.
What?
I have no idea what that means.
The gold lion monster.
Oh, when they did the turbo crossover thing with Justin?
It might have been. I don't remember that much of.
That's what they have to make a voice. That's they have to make a picture.
Yeah, 33 is the first one with the updated intro.
Right. Okay. Quagsire.
Also sucks.
JD. <What? laughs> I'll have to come back to yours when you beat the Elite.
Yeah, probably.
Bart Max, you're breathing again.
Mm.
So what else have we got?
Stop that. Stop breathing.
Jungle Fury?
You're fired.
You're only giving him what he wants.
I'm not having any luck in the other direction.
J.
Decker, Battle Fever J. Battle Fever J?
In quite a while.
Have we done any Battle Fever J?
Is there any left that we didn't do?
I think we only did the first episode.
But is there any after that, I mean?
I
episodes
to us.
Oh. Like, I think there's episodes past that.
Fies?
No. If I have my way, we'll never do Fies.
VR Troopers?
And it just so happens that it's your show.
Mega Ranger 32.
What's in 32?
That's the one where they get the Mega Voyager.
Okay, Mega Voyager is f***ing awesome.
What
so
the hell?
For that.
For that.
I'm saying nothing.
So, Mega Voyager is thing.
So all in favor of JD approving of this plan?
No.
Aye.
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 Aye. Motion to carry.
You all.
Episode approved.
Hostile democracy.
We have decided this the scapegoat for this choice will be JD.
It was JD's idea, right? Yeah.
Yep.
Totally. Wins back.
Cover him in blood and send him into the desert.
Okay, is that it?
Unless you want to pick what we're going to watch week after next.
Oh,
no, I'm good. I actually have to call somebody.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess we don't really have anything else left for the show this week.
Yes.
That was an episode that happened.
Sort of.
The way it's going, it's going to be about half of an episode that happened.
And the way last week's went, it'll only load 9 minutes.
Yeah, I'm going to have to check back with Brian and find out if that got resolved yet. We're not sure why that's happening. It's not happening to anything but superhero time episodes from the last 10 months.
Oh, good.
So I'm not really.
iTunes was finally starting to reject us.
Well, it's not iTunes though. It's the website. You know, it's the web hosting.
Brian's ISP listened to us, and I was like, "Oh, what are we putting up? What are we hosting?
Can't be connected to this." I'm talking about
vital the evidence immediately.
Talking about feces and questionable sexual acts, we can't be a part of this.
But, okay, if that's it, I do need to skip off. I need to call somebody.
Well, in that case, I'm in favor of stalling this out for a while longer.
Yeah, I think we got to wait for a minute.
Yeah. Good night.
Damn free will.
Unfortunately, we can't outvote Ken hanging up.
Later. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Ken.
Now we've lost Ken and Mickey.
Damn.
Nobody really knows the difference.
Poo-poo blast.
It was a tragedy when we lost Mickey, but with Ken, it's still just a tragedy that we lost Mickey.
You've been listening to Superhero Time. Go to tokupodcast.com for show notes and to listen to previous episodes. Find us on iTunes or download our Android app at tfradio.net/android. Follow us on Twitter for show updates, weekly power playback, and more at superhero_time. Superhero Time is a Radio Free Cybertron production. Copyright 2013.
Someone's game volume is turned up way high.
Yeah, what the hell?
I turned mine down.
Maybe Fort Max is encoding Pokemon.
It's possible.
Never know.
Super Hero Time! 来週もよろしくな!
You can hear our show on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.